The invention of the phonograph has given us a priceless reference library of composers conducting or playing their own works. Nearly every major composer of this century, from Debussy and Ravel to Schoenberg and Shostakovich, has been lured into the recording studio. But the two composers whose performances have been most systematically preserved for posterity are Igor Stravinsky and Benjamin Britten. Britten's recordings have sometimes been hard to find in America, but London Records has been gradually reissuing them on CD. One of Britten's strongest operas is his version of Herman Melville's last story, Billy Budd. His librettists are Eric Crozier and no less a master than E.M. Forster. Britten often presents personal conflict in a larger social context. In Billy Budd, that society is the crew of the British warship Indomitable. The opera overflows with their songs, jaunty, haunting, rolling like the sea itself. Britten tends to choose stories in which the innocent are as efficiently destroyed by the self-righteous as by the forces of evil. Melville's tale is about a young British merchant sailor who was impressed into the British Navy during the Napoleonic Wars. His innate goodness arouses the irrational hatred of John Claggart, master-at-arms, who, like Satan or Shakespeare's Iago, plots against him. Caught in the middle is the stern yet thoughtful Captain Fairfax Vere, whose names literally mean be fair and truth. Claggart provokes the Christ-like Billy to strike him, and although Vere loves Billy, he must condemn him to be hanged for murder. In the opera's epilogue, the aged Captain Vere contemplates both his guilt and the incomprehensible feeling of benediction Billy has left him with. The part of Vere was written for Britten's longtime companion and collaborator, the extraordinary British tenor Peter Pears. Billy Budd is a tragedy of innocence betrayed. Albert Herring is a comedy of innocence misplaced. The title role, also written for the versatile Peter Pears, is the mother-dominated greengrocer of a small and small-minded English market town. The town worthies must select the annual May Queen, but the only certifiable virgin is Albert, who, to his mortification, is crowned May King. He loses his status, as it were, after someone pours rum into his lemonade. At the end, his friends rejoice as he chucks away his orange blossom wreath. These are, of course, definitive performances, with superb supporting casts and splendid orchestral playing, all under the loving guidance of one of the century's greatest conductors, Benjamin Britten. An added bonus on the Billy Budd album are two Britten song cycles that also deal with large spiritual and moral issues, the Holy Sonnets of John Donne and Songs and Proverbs of William Blake. Peter Pears and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau are the respective singers, with the composer himself at the piano.
When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Benjamin Britten's Billy Budd and Albert Herring on London Records.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye there framed thy fearful symmetry?